According to Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, the city's budget is balanced, yet it's had to spend down its rainy day fund by $107 million over the past few years, according to reporting by Investigative Post. Not only that, but the city had to borrow cash from the Buffalo Public Schools in order to deal with a cash flow problem. Investigative Post's nonprofit newsroom broke this story. Founder and editor Jim Heaney joins me now with more. Jim, good to speak with you.
Nice to speak with you, Susan. It's been a while.
Yeah, what's the story here?
Well, the city's not in good financial shape. Contrary to the kind of storyline the mayor's been advancing for years, Buffalo has been through a couple of rough spells under its two previous mayors, Jimmy Griffin and then Tony Masiello. It was beginning to be on the rebound when Byron Brown took office, and thanks in part, actually in large part, to a control board that that approved every expenditure over $50,000. City got back on its feet, credit rating improved, but for the last 10 years, it's been running a structural deficit, which is to say it's spending more money than it's taking in. And for some time, the state was helping to bail it out by increasing aid, but that ended 4 years ago. So you combine that with the fact that the city in the last 12, 13 years, I think has raised property taxes only once. Brown and the council have taken great pride in the fact that they can say that we haven't raised property taxes. The problem with that is if your expenses are growing and your revenue isn't, that's not a good recipe.
No, I've tasted that recipe. It doesn't taste very good.
We all have,
right. So I thought Buffalo already, okay, so you mentioned that they have this fiscal oversight board that is supposed to stop this kind of budget gimmickry, but it's now more of a passive board, I guess, rather than an active board?
Yeah, it's called a soft board, which is, they're managing to spend $1 million a year on their operation, almost $1 million a year.
Then what are they doing?
Not a whole lot. I get the sense from my reporter on this, Jeff Kelly, who by the way is actually new to the staff about three months ago. He's been a great addition.
Mm-hmm.
I get the sense in talking with Jeff, and this is my interpretation, not Jeff's, that maybe the control board's more concerned about not upsetting the mayor than it is doing its job. Because these structural deficits have been in place for a long time, and they've never really dropped the hammer and said, knock it off. So, the way they've technically balanced the books is, of late in particular, is assuming in the budget revenue that doesn't materialize. And they do it, year after year after year, and then find some sort of way to eventually balance the books. The way they were doing it was drawing on reserves. They had
right,
built
their
up,
fund balance.
Yeah, they had built up reserves of $107 million. And over the last decade or so, they have been, eating away at that to the point where that $107 million is gone.
So what do they do now? Because if there's a structural imbalance and there's nothing to draw upon, that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah, well, what they did was, they are technically the custodians of the Buffalo School Board's money. Well, the school board, is $1 million budget. The city it's almost a $1 billion budget. The city is about half that size. They struck a deal with the school board where they are, in the school board, the perception of the school board is that it's they're paupers. They're cash poor. Well, in fact, under the current superintendent, they've done a really good job of righting the ship financially, and they're sitting on top of a couple $100 million worth of reserves. Well, they've got the school board agreeable to lending them money. They're going to have to pay it back, obviously. But
and this is just like floating for a few months.
Yeah. So for the last 6 months, they've been covering the deficits not by reserves, which they don't have anymore, but by uh, but but by borrowing from the school district.
Yeah, now that's very dangerous and opens up some serious questions for the district. Like, why isn't it spending more money on the kids? And if it doesn't need all the money, there are other districts that do. I mean, a lot of this money is state taxpayer money.
Well, you know, I'm not going to fault the school district because any operation needs reserves. You know, it's not like they're sitting on top of billions of dollars. I mean, they're sitting on top of what amounts to about 20% of a budget. So, you know, you run into a tough fiscal year, and you're going to need that money. You know, the problem is that, you know, right now the fiscal year just ended the end of June, and they're looking at anywhere between $10 and $27 million deficit. Because the budget that just concluded counted on things like casino money, which is tied up in a legal battle with the Senecas in the state. The budget that they passed for the present year includes, you know, what the comptroller says is up to $21 million in very questionable revenues. And so, you know, they're now operating with no margin for error, and they keep doing the same things over and over and over again. And it really has not been an issue up until this point. The council rubber stamps the budget every year. They rubber stamped it again this year. You know, Byron Brown sitting there, you know, trying to make it all look good, and it's not. I mean, the city is not in good financial shape.
So there are a lot of different people who are supposed to be responsible for watching things like a city's finances, the mayor's budget office, the county legislature. In Buffalo, they have a fiscal oversight board. Even the state controller's office does audits of municipal budgets. Why hasn't anyone said enough?
Well, the former comptroller of the city of Buffalo, Mark Schroeder, has been sounding a warning bell for quite some time. The people who should be paying attention, which is the mayor and the common council, have ignored him. The control board has turned a blind eye to all this. So everybody likes the fact that property taxes are stable. Taxes are, in New York, in the second largest municipality in the state of New York, nobody's complaining about property taxes. How many places in New York State do you find people not complaining about local? So politically, it's been good for the mayor and the council, but financially, it has not been responsible. And I'm hoping that with this story, it becomes an issue, and people wake up and start to deal with it.
In terms of property taxes, even if the mayor says, you know what, we have to raise them, there's not really much there, is there, in Buffalo? I mean, this is not a wealthy community. The tax base is not rich.
Yeah, correct. And with the 2% tax cap, increase.
How much could you raise anyway?
Yeah, I mean, however, if you had been raising taxes as necessary over time, you'd be fine. There's probably going to have to be some belt tightening, although city government is a very lean operation as it stands. You know, most of what Buffalo spends is on police and fire. You know how popular cuts in police and fire protection are. So,
yeah.
I don't know how they. I mean, worst case scenario, you're looking at up to $27 million worth of deficit in about a half a billion dollar budget. So it's not like they have to make draconian cuts, but they have to be responsible, and they haven't been.
Can you give us an assessment of how much the Senecas might owe in casino money, and when that money might, when the Buffalo might see it?
Well, the current or the budget that just ended, I think they were counting on $17 million for the year. I'm not sure when. I mean, this has been an ongoing dispute, legal dispute, for, I don't know, 2, 3, maybe 4 years. It's been a while. So, you know, when does the dispute end, and what's the outcome? I mean, the Senecas are saying, we don't owe you people anything. And the city.
This is part of the compact issue, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's questionable if the city will see any money ever, but it's quite possible they'll see a considerable amount, you know, at some point in the foreseeable future. But it's you know, not to be predicted. But in the meantime, if it's not coming in, if you're going to be responsible, you're going to make adjustments in your budget, and the city has failed to do. And it's not just the Seneca money. There's four or five expense lines that are, you know, $1 million plus that they're counting on that they probably shouldn't be.
Like what?
I think the most grievous one, and it's the smallest one. The mayor has proposed a ticket tax on the major entertainment venues in town, including the Buffalo Sabres arena. And I've seen the Sabres lease. The Sabres lease says flat out, you cannot impose a ticket tax. But the budget assumes that that's not true. And so the city is counting on close to $900,000 in ticket taxes that they, the bulk of which they have no legal right to. You know, it's just small, but I think most blatant example where, you know, what world are they living in?
So, you know, when this happens, your credit, you know, individually, your credit score takes a hit. Now, there are bond ratings that municipalities have to deal with that affect the cost of borrowing. What is this going to mean for Buffalo in the long run?
Well, you know, if they solve the problem, then it's not going to make any difference if they don't solve the problem. I mean, the bond rating agencies have told the city that we want you to come up with a plan to replenish your reserves and to kind of get your house in order.
Oh, so what's their plan?
Their plan is to, I guess, close their eyes, hold their breath, and wait for the problem to go away.
Jim, that hasn't worked for me in the past. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there is no plan, and you know, and so they're kind of ignoring the, you know, I guess the Brown administration and council have ignored the bond rating agencies just like they've ignored the comptroller. Now, the problem with the comptroller is Mark Schroeder left to go to state government in January, and the new comptroller is a political ally of the mayor, and I think whatever vigilant watchdog we had in the comptroller's office is gone bye-bye. And she's already, it's Barbara Miller Williams. She's already embarrassed herself once by trying to reverse some of the criticism that the previous comptroller had issued of for the budget forecast. And then she retreated when people kind of called her out on it. So Buffalo has probably lost its most important fiscal watchdog.
Yeah, that's a bad news.
Yeah, it's not a good situation.
So if people want to read this story, and it's a great story, so congratulate Jeff Kelly for us, visit investigativepost.org. Jim, we have about 30 seconds. Where did Jeff Kelly come from?
Jeff had been editor and publisher of The Public, which was the city's alternative news weekly. And prior to that, he had edited Art Voice, which had also been an alternative news weekly. Very seasoned, experienced, well-sourced journalist. As an editor, I like the fact that he's a really clean writer, and I don't have to rewrite much. So he knows his stuff. He really knows his stuff.
So if you want to read Jeff's work or Jim's work or any of the reporters at Investigative Post, visit investigativepost.org, which is Western New York's only nonprofit investigative newsroom. Jim Heaney, go get him. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.